Hey, what's going on, peoples? This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by the good people at Tweaked Audio. Head over to tweakedaudio.com and fulfill all your headphone earbud needs. If you put in the code IDS, they will reward you with 33% off, free shipping, lifetime warranty. It's a great deal. Check them out, tweakedaudio.com. And also,
thank you for visiting Lucy Lee Essentials, where we provide you with bath, skincare, and spa quality products at affordable prices, but providing you with an at-home luxurious experience. Visit us at www.lucyleeessentials.bigcartel.com and don't delay. With quick processing times and even in some cases same-day delivery, we're sure to make a long-time customer out of you.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is going to be funky from now on.
Hey, what's going on, peoples? It's your man, Furious Styles, formerly known as your man, Big B. It might have sounded like what you just heard was a mess up or a glitch in the system, but it wasn't. I purposely interrupted our intro for a particular reason. There's a lot of shit going on out here in this world right now. And I'm just going to sum it up by saying we're doing a lot of fucked up shit to each other out there. So, a lot of you probably listening right now saying, okay, you know, here comes another talk about what's going on with the police shooting black people and all that stuff and all that. And yeah, that's messed up, and I'm sure we're going to probably talk about that a little bit later, but something I felt that was a little bit more important directly to me that I wanted to talk to you all about today. And first of all, thank you for checking in with us, because we've been away for a little bit. We just kind of just scheduling has just been crazy lately. It happens. We got through it. So we got most of the team here today, and we were able to kind of pull together to be here today because we felt that it was important for us to do so. But back to the reason for the interruption of the intro. I don't know if any of you guys heard a few shows back. I kind of made some comments about podcasters and podcasting just not being the same that it used to be. The love seems to not be there. The interest seems to not be there. And I was saddened by that. In a selfish way, I was saddened because some of the great shows that I used to love to hear are no longer there, are no longer the same. And that kind of sucks. And, you know, so I kind of indirectly kind of just put a whole bunch of people out there. I kind of put them out by saying, you know, just sort of, where's the love, you know, where's the drive and what have you. But one of the things that I guess kind of hit me sort of on more of a personal level, if you guys have had the opportunity to listen to my man Moody's last offering, he kind of let us into what's going on in his life, and it's I'm not even going to try to put it in words. If you don't know and you call yourself a listener of podcasts and SYO and all that stuff, then you know you owe it to yourself to get over there and listen to his words. I have not had an opportunity to speak with Moody since his last show. I know he and his family have a lot on their plate that they're dealing with. So the last I want to do is sort of not give them their space to function. But of course, selfishly, I want to reach out and just make sure everybody is good over there. So you guys know this show. You hear our intro. We do our round table of what's going on, and we get things going. And then I usually play a song that usually dictates either my mood, my crew's mood, what's going on in our lives, something. I try to keep it upbeat, but all the time it's not that way. Sometimes we're down, sometimes we're hurting, sometimes we've lost loved ones. But regardless, music is my way of healing myself and sharing with you sort of what's on my mind. So, and a lot of you that's been rocking out with our podcast for a long time know that our IDS intro means everything to us, and I don't interrupt it for anything. But for my man, Mr. Moody, that used to always hit me up and tell me how much he absolutely felt that we had the dopest podcast intro song, I will interrupt it for him. But in doing so, I also want to stick with the script and open the show with a song and just kind of just, I guess, genuflect on where I am, where I feel through talking some of our crew is, and where I feel a lot of family and friends are. And I don't know, just want to share this song with you. Godspeed, Moody.
that comes through the ages. Reach out and touch my soul. Give my life so much meaning. And everyone a heart of gold. Sweet love.
Well, well, well.
Oh,
sweet love. Sweet, sweet love. Sweet, sweet. Sweet, sweet love. Oh, you needed love. Sweet, sweet love. Sweet love.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
So happy to be back with my family and everything. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
Well, all right, all right, all
right. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, all right. I miss the camaraderie. But I'm pretty sure it's not going to take long for it to start back.
I'm ready.
I know you are. So you pull the mic. That nigga get ready to talk. Let me get. I got something to say.
I'll hit her ass in 5 minutes. Watch.
Oh, okay. 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 Hey, man. Lamar Odoms. Jesus.
Both of them.
I do it every time, don't I? Every time.
Sure.
And you guys are ready every time. All right. Lamar Odom. Okay, there we go. Anyway, this Bama, he got on a Delta flight Monday night. Okay. Now, apparently while he was waiting for his flight, he was in the lounge just chilling, you know, drinking beer and whiskey. Okay, so by the time the flight got there,
great combo.
Bama was twisted. He was twisted. So he got on the flight, right? So he got on the flight. He sat down and everything. So apparently, you know, he felt himself getting a little sick.
Mm.
All right. So he got up when the bathroom started throwing up and everything. So he comes back out the bathroom. All right. Sits back down and still got vomit and everything on him. So he gets up again. Okay. Started vomiting. I guess he started vomiting on the way down the aisle and everything. Oh my gosh. So they had to take my man off the plane. Okay. Check this out, though. I guess 10 minutes later, you know, after he got himself together and everything, you know, he got back on the plane, right? So he sat down, you know. I guess the plane was, you know, getting, you know, everybody, make sure everybody all right? So he get ready to take off again. Lamar was still drunk. Lamar got up again, and he was trying to make his way to the bathroom. And you know how people sitting down and everything? He was putting his hands on top of their heads, trying to balance himself back to the bathroom to throw up again.
Damn, was he in coach?
I don't know. Well, you know, I don't know how much
class
money.
Class is not that right. Big.
Well, first class, don't they got a bathroom up front too? Don't they get to use that bathroom?
Ah, well, maybe he was in coach. I don't know. He'd have been through a lot of drugs and bordegos and hoes.
Did you say bordegos?
Oh, I mean,
extra emphasis on the R.
Okay, but all right.
Okay, well, you know what I meant.
So what you're saying is he was in like about brothels. Row 17.
Did you mean brothels?
Oh, yeah, all that.
I'm saying he was in row 17. I got it. Okay.
Well, you motherfuckers, they lost a step, have you? But anyway, they ended up putting his ass back off the plane. The plane took off. What's wrong with my man?
First of all, I'm like, that was a long time. Like, right. You holding up us from taking off. Like, what the hell?
You know, they should have took off the first time they put his ass off the plane. I don't know. What's wrong with my man?
Addiction
dog?
Is a motherfucker.
Ain't it though? Ain't it
like
though?
Like, you pretty much died.
And you know what?
And you still getting it in.
Right. And one of the passengers, when he threw up the first time, and I guess when they put him off the plane or helped him off the plane, one of the passengers was like, y'all don't know his background. You know, I don't want to be 30,000 feet in the air and somebody
kirk eat, out.
And die.
Right. You or know? Have a heart attack or whatever.
Right, yeah. Right. So, you know, I guess, I don't know whether he said that the first time or the second time he had his little vomiting
you
stage,
know what's but, weird about that though is like that's celebrity status for you, because if that was anybody else, like the first throw up, they would have been like, sir, especially clearly they had to still be boarding the plane,
right?
If you were able to get up and go throw up, sit down, get back up and throw up,
you know what,
you would have to be like, excuse me, I would have loved to see
the footage when he was drunk the second time and grabbing on people's heads.
It has to be out there.
But
that's horrible.
I know.
We actually have footage from when the air marshals had to escort him off the plane.
Ah. Okay.
Get your hand off my penis!
Okay.
Well, all right.
It kind of sounded like him, but I mean.
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
Oh, okay.
Cool. Now, Brian, I'm pretty sure you heard of this by now. But, Queen, are you familiar with
who's
the U.S.
This Brian's person that you speak of?
Oh, I'm sorry, Furious. Freer.
Ferocious. Furious. Go ahead. That wasn't me.
Hey, Kmart. I saw that message over there, too.
Uh-oh.
I saw that message
that
over there.
That wasn't me.
And you know what the sad thing about it is, Kmart? Let me.
Uh-oh.
Let me stop the music.
Okay.
Do your thing,
Pepper. All right. Kmart, see, you had posted a picture recently, right? When you're sitting on a pier or something, and you're smoking a cigar. You know,
I
was about to hit you up and be like, yo, that's a pretty dope picture there. But then I saw your little ferocious comment. Oh. And you know what? I took leniency on your dirty bird loving ass the first time you said that shit, because, you know, you said it was a mistake.
I thought it was an accident.
You know what I'm saying? So let me just let you know something, Mr. Kmart. Next time that you want to crack a joke or you want to come for a nigga's name,
uh-oh,
you see, I'm going to wait for you to drop down and get your eagle on.
Mm. Does he do that?
He likes, that's his team.
I know, but does he drop down get his eagle on?
It's a prerequisite of being an Eagles fan. You got to drop down and spread your legs and twerk. And you have to be an Eagles fan, you have to, like, pass, like, a test that's more extensive than, the Cicerone exam.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You have to be able to pop and, you know, make your ass do tricks and shit when you drop down to get your... And Kmart came out as like a third degree instructor on dropping down and getting your eagle on.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And in the next, the classroom next to him is Mr. 15WA. But I digress.
Anyway. Okay. All right. Anyway, where was I? Queen.
Yes.
I don't know. Are you familiar with the UFC wrestling?
I am. I don't fighting? Like it. I don't watch it, but I am familiar.
You don't like it?
I don't like watching people like fight each other and beat each other up. Like, that's not my.
Okay.
It's not my jam. Forte. It's not my jam. I don't like it.
Okay. Well, anyway, these two brothers, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta. Okay.
I know Fertitta.
F-E-R-T-I-T-T-A. Fertitta? Fertitta? Fertitta.
Okay.
Well, anyway, back in 2001, they purchased the whole fighting thing, the whole UFC thing for $2 million. Okay. Now, these guys, they were casino operators. Okay. Now, apparently, you know, over the time, you know, the thing has gotten bigger and bigger. But when they first purchased the joint, it was pretty much going under. And then, you know, they was pretty much ready to sell. But, you know, apparently over the time, you know, it got a little bigger and bigger and all that kind of thing. But anyway, from back in purchasing it back in 2001, when they purchased it for $2 million, they sold it for $4 billion. That's how much it's grown since then. And, you know, they still retain a minority stake in the company after the sale. But that's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Buying something for $2 million and just selling it for $4 billion? Jesus Christ.
It didn't
take
long.
People on the block that try to sell, like, you give them five, and they try to, you know, they sell it for more than, okay.
It didn't take long for that.
That was old.
That sport to get its main events corrupted by doping. It's just,
isn't that what they do?
It's sad.
The steroids.
Wait a minute. Who is Dana? Doesn't somebody named Dana White own a stake or own part of that too?
Say something. I tried early on when I pretty much knew boxing had went the way of love and hip hop. I said, I'm going to do this Ultimate Fighting thing. And Ultimate Fighting has went the way of Tour de France. I don't get it. It's like, let me stay one step ahead of anti-doping. And, yeah, that's what we're going to do. So, we're pretty much left a world star pretty much now. If you just want to see clean fights.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the ones that when you know there's drugs and alcohol involved, you know that going into the video.
True that.
So,
wow. So you're saying all the athletes involved in the UFC?
I don't think all of them.
Sad.
I guess you got to be on something to take all that motherfucking punishment.
Well, Ronda Rousey got her ass beat, and clearly whatever she was on did not work for her. So she wasn't, I don't think she was doing anything.
It's just, to me,
maybe that's why she got her ass.
When you get that time will tell element in your sport, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, I know not very many people follow the Tour de France, but I was one of the few that did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad because you would watch the person win. You can't cheer, you can't celebrate because you got to wait 2 weeks to find out that they were blood doping and it was actually the second place person that won.
It's longer than that.
You know, exactly.
What about Michael Phelps?
The allegations come out and then they fight the allegations for years. Well, we know.
No, Michael Phelps, I think he was just more weed. I mean, not literally like dope. No, right. But it's not like he was doping to help him win.
Oh,
he was just
recreational.
You know what I'm saying? Like chilling.
Now, these jokers are taking their blood out of their body and putting some new shit in. Some rooster cum or something and making them do amazing things.
Jesus Christ.
I have never heard of that.
See, that's how far I'm ahead of anti-doping.
All right. And then, but over a certain period of years, don't that shit start to mess with you? And
absolutely. That's how they know.
Look at the bodybuilding people.
Yeah.
That's how they know. When you When your biceps are like 64 inches mm-hmm. and you now have a vagina, they pretty much can figure it out.
Well, all right. But anyway, my boys made all pretty good from $2 million to $4 billion. Mm-hmm. And like I was saying, they still retain a minority stake in the company after. But, okay, if you sell a company for $4 billion, a minority stake, that should still be pretty good.
Absolutely. Hell yeah.
Shit.
I wonder if they actually really got the $4 billion. Because remember, we were talking about Dre. He was supposed to get like $1 billion for Beats, but it wasn't really like $1 billion.
Right.
But either way you go, what if they got like $1 billion?
That's what, like still after billion. The lawyers and stuff?
Just like after everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? If they got $1 billion, if they got $800 million, $600 million, $400 million, I mean, whatever they got was still awesome. Right. You know,
it's sort of like the whole thing with Albert Hainsworth when they say, "Oh, he got $100 million." Didn't actually get $100 million. If he would have fulfilled his obligations, it would have amounted to that.
He did get
some nice signing bonuses.
Oh man, still dope.
He can get all the Jack in the Box he want.
Cool. Hey, y'all, I got six of the sexiest girl groups. Y'all want to guess?
Vanity, six. Apollonia.
Destiny's Child. Mm-hmm.
Brownstone.
No.
Jade.
Nope.
Apollonia them wasn't on there?
Nah, they wasn't on this one.
Mm. This must be a recent list then. Because it don't get no more sexy than Vanity and Apollonia. Mm.
They wear lingerie.
You saying it has to be a group?
The sexiest Escape. Girl group. Mm-mm. All right, let me just run down the list. And then y'all.
Candy was good.
Huh?
Go ahead.
All right. Coming in at number six with Salt and Pepper. I don't know. But.
Shut. All hail the queens.
Spinderella.
There you go.
You know what? I think Spinderella was the sexiest one out of Salt and Pepper.
But do
you
remember the first? Do you remember the original? That was just on.
Do you remember the original Spinderella?
Nah. The cute Spinderella wasn't the original one?
She wasn't
the
original. She was like 16 when they brought her in the group.
Get out of here.
They had to get permission for her to go to these shows and stuff, promising her father that they'll watch over her and everything.
I didn't know. Boy, you good. That boy good. Okay, coming in at number five, Danity Kane. Okay,
a lot of breathing. Keep going.
Okay, now, Fifth Harmony. I saw their picture.
I'm not breathing as hard as, because that was like a real.
I saw the picture, but I never heard of them.
What was it? X Factor group that was put together by Simon
Cowell.
Yeah. Joints.
Okay. Uh-huh. Three, Spice Girls.
Okay. One of them, scary.
Okay. TLC. Okay, this is getting creepy. All right. Y'all got new noises for everybody. All right, and like you said, coming up at number one is Destiny's Child.
I mean, I can see that one. That one was
Destiny's Child.
I don't know what's the name. Look kind of scary though.
But which one?
See,
which
Destiny's
part?
Child to me wasn't sexy. Them today as individuals.
Well, I mean, because they were kids in the beginning.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, Kelly, it depends on when.
Beyonce was cute. Well, what was the other one?
It was Kelly. Michelle. Then it was
Michelle. Michelle looked kind of scary to me.
It was,
and she had that creepy voice.
Latoya.
And she had no.
And Farrah.
She had no balance. One of them was like fighting for their life.
Yeah, because they were pregnant. Yeah. I think Latoya.
Latoya. No.
Farrah was the one that had been going to jail.
There's another, the tiny one.
All the time or something.
There's a little the tiny one.
I think Latoya.
She was.
Not Latoya. Maybe.
Not Latoya. No, Latoya had a nice little singer career for a minute. She was hot for a minute, like 5 years ago. But the other one is a little short joint. I think it was another love name.
Latavia.
There's something like that, yeah.
Oh,
Something like that.
I don't know. We'll have to look it up.
Yeah. One of them Swahili ass names. It was.
Okay.
Not Swahili. All right.
But yeah. Okay. Ugh, hope she's okay.
Yeah. Well, that concludes my diagnosis. It was a short one, but it was informative, wasn't it?
Kinda,
sorta.
Did what we needed to do.
All right. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot of more coming up.
All right. Kmart. $1.15.
Instructions, or are they actually dropping down and getting their eagle on? I'm just asking.
You said not, 15 at Kmart?
I'm not saying.
Yeah,
you
they give instructions when they're in the front of the class. They be like, "Come on, girls, pop your ass like this. Pop your ass like this."
All right, I'm out.
Yo, this is producer Rich Harrison, and you're listening to the In Deep Show, where they go deep. So, bring a snorkel, my brother.
Deep. So bring a snorkel, motherfucker.
Drop down and get your eagle on.
Okay.
Drop down.
Just.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Let it go.
Right. All right. So we're going to talk about a little bit of feedback. So apparently we had a question that had something to do with a man cave.
Yeah, apparently.
I can't remember the exact question, but I think it was a combo between Damage Gina's question, and I think like a question I must have had.
Would you,
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Would you lock your man cave? Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah, that's what I said. I think it was a combo.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Hey, Chaz.
Chaz busy.
He is busy.
Chaz is a busy dude.
He trying to get the hell out of his job. He's counting down to retirement.
Oh, wow.
That's why he busy.
Oh,
he's so busy. I don't feel the IDS love no more.
You know what? Me neither. But I understand it.
I mean, I understand. You gotta get your.
He counting down.
You got to get your future on. Drop down and get your future on.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. But I'm just. I'm just saying. No. You know, you reach out and touch. Pause.
Touch somebody.
Reach out and just.
You've been
know.
In the studio. Reach out and touch somebody. It's okay.
You know what I'm saying.
It's cool. Yeah.
Open the home to you, bruh. I fed you looking for my bar, bruh.
Wait, did he drink that day?
Did he drink?
I don't think he did. I don't think he did.
You don't think he drank?
We probably had some for him, right. But I don't think he actually
so the,
drank.
The stuff that you injected into him, that wasn't alcohol?
It didn't work. He's military, dog, so whatever I did didn't work.
Not yet.
It didn't work.
You got to wait till this Thanksgiving to kick in.
Okay. I still don't think it's gonna work, but anyway. Hey, In Deep Show crew, this is Chaz the Spy, aka Chaz. Yeah, about that man cave room. Yeah, I lead a pretty interesting life, and I still have to this day some interesting hobbies. Remember what I just said? At the outset, can be seen as kind of dangerous. So if I'm gonna lock my man cave, it's to protect you from being harmed, not to keep you away from seeing things that I'm doing. It's to keep you away from seeing things that I'm doing in here. You know, I might be mixing some new batches of specialized ammunition. Gulp. That was my gulp, not his. I might be functionally checking my weapons or trying out some tactics. Double gulp. Or I could be doing a wide variety of things, like practicing my Tai Chi or Krav Maga. Basically, you don't want to get all up in this mess. No, not when I'm right in the middle of it. So So also it's best you don't come by when the door is locked. Triple gulp. Or when I'm in there. You know, I wouldn't even suggest knocking. Knocking might be a bad thing. I would say, call me, you know, on my cell phone. And if I feel like answering the door, I'll pick up the phone. Yeah, that concludes my thoughts on that subject. What am I? Gulp, double gulp, triple gulp. Just god damn it, gulp. Woo.
Just sound like a terrorist. Don't come down here. I'm ready to make up some shit.
I'm just saying, AKA the spy.
All right, all right.
All you youngins, look up Lance Link, Secret Champ.
I remember that joke, boy. Oh, man, Lance Link. You remember Lance Link?
That was no disrespect, but just when you were reading it, I was just thinking about, you know.
All the stuff he's doing, but you don't really supposed to know about it.
Right,
yeah.
Oh, that used to be my show, the little monkey.
Mata.
Mata Harry.
Mata.
Lance.
Ooh. He was like an orangutan, but. No, he wasn't a orangutan.
He was a chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee. Yeah,
okay, I was going to say, I didn't think that was...
Oh, you remember it?
But see, I don't know if I remember it, like, when it was, because I don't remember the year.
It was a little show. He was like a secret agent.
No, I remember the name, Lancelot Link Secret Chimp, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't remember if I know it from then, because I can't remember the year it came out, or if I know it from just...
I think the actual airings of it were in the early 70s.
So that's
and
what I'm saying.
They came back in the like late 70s, early 80s.
Man, that was my
joke. I don't know. But I do remember, it's like they moved their mouth and like.
Yeah, they had gum.
You remember right before that they did the song? And Bam would be like, it's going to be a really big show.
Right. Ed Sullivan.
Damn, y'all showing it.
Yeah, the little Ed Sullivan chip.
Right. Oh, man.
Please Google that
Those
or YouTube
were the good
it.
Days.
Okay.
For terrorism shit.
Oh, shit. Okay, great. Well, okay, I was going to take a sip, but let me keep going on.
Do your thing.
So, all right, so the next feedback, again, it's also about the man cave. So it says that man cave will always have the option of being locked. It's a personal space that has the option to be shared with others. You can question it if you want, but a man cave is that man's personal space. I think that some folks don't really understand what a man cave is for. I'm pretty sure men use it for sports. Please hear my other feedback. Or maybe even adult entertainment. Regardless of the reason, it's always personal until they feel the need to share it. If I had one, I would lock it every time I left the house.
Wow.
Not for secrets or hiding from the wife. Mm-hmm. Oh, but because I have kids, I'm more concerned if one of them or anybody else breaking into it or misplacing the things inside of it. So he's worried about people stealing shit or taking, you know, or coming in and, you know, whatever. Makes sense. Make no joke. We're not talking about a garage with old newspaper articles and a few Sports Illustrated mags on the table. I think he's trying to say like a Playboy kind of thing, right? It would be some pricey items inside, and I simply don't want them touched. So for the women out there concerned, well, what's behind those closed and locked doors, just let that man be. You have access to 90% of the house. At least let him have that 10%. Trust me, if women created a spa cave / room, we're not concerned about what goes on behind those doors. Lies. We're too busy being happy. Y'all not nosy about what's going on behind our doors. Most men will tell you what's inside and what goes on, yet and still lock the door behind them. respect the space. Well, he said respect, but I don't know. Respect.
Right.
Hashtag, oh, here this Negro go. Hashtag, I left my remote near the couch. Hashtag, don't touch the jerseys on the wall. Hashtag, yes, that pole was installed. Hashtag, that was Baylor the Great.
Hashtag, I kind of figured that out.
Right. The last hashtag was mine.
Oh, you did that.
Yeah, it was mine.
That was cool.
You know, I don't know if this is a topic, but he kind of just reminded me of something. I just kind of want to take a poll around the room, and we can give this to the listeners. So, where does the remote for the TV belong when no one is in the room watching TV?
Where I left it, so I can find it again.
The reason why I'm asking, go ahead, Doc, before.
I pretty much put my remotes on the table each time. Mm-hmm. You know, right in the center of the table. That way I know, just like my keys, when I come home, they're on the, I put them, as soon as I come in, I lock the doors and I put them on the banister. That way, when I'm on my way out, I know I put my keys, stuff like that, I put in the same spot every time.
Okay, so let me kind of help you out, Doc. Okay. So give these people a little. Where you sit to watch TV, mm-hmm. where is the TV in conjunction to that?
Straight ahead on the wall.
About how many feet?
I would say 6.
Okay, so it would pretty much be a pain in the ass for you to get off work, get your cold spot, sit down, only to find out that the remote is over underneath the TV.
Oh, no, that's no.
You see, I had a debate with someone.
Uh-huh.
That.
Are we talking about the man cave?
Oh, we I don't give about a damn room. No, what the hell? Any the damn TV room is. That has a TV with a remote, the last place the remote should be is on, beside, or underneath the TV. Because if that's the case, I'll just get up and turn the TV on and change the channels at the fucking TV. There's a reason for the remote, so you don't have to get up and go to the goddamn TV.
Well,
if you put my remote by the damn TV, I no longer need a remote. I got to get up and get the remote anyway. I'll turn the fucking TV while I'm there.
Or how about you grab the remote before you sit down?
No, how about the remote, like Doc said, stays where the fuck I put it on the table beside my chair where I watch TV.
That's what I said.
But that's right. In the man cave.
No, that should be, but I don't care. Okay, so check my space out. Okay, let me give y'all a quick lay of my
room. Break it down.
So we got the man cave in the basement mm-hmm. where I sit. I got a table beside me. My remote stays there or on the sofa next to me. I have a sitting room upstairs where I have a TV and I have a sofa, and the remote stays on the sofa next to me or on the table next to that. Mm-hmm. In the bedroom, my remote stays on the bedside table where the TV's across from the room from me. Mm-hmm. At no point should the remote ever be underneath the TV to where I have to get up and walk to the TV to retrieve the remote, then go back to my place of comfort to watch TV. Otherwise, I would just turn the fucking TV on. I'd walk up to it and turn it on and put it on the channel I want, then go sit down. That's why they made the remote, so you don't have to do that.
All right.
Talk to me, Deepsis.
Okay, but my thing is, the only place I really watch TV is down in the man cave. You know, if I'm upstairs and I'm in the kitchen or in the living room or whatever, I'm not really watching TV there. I'm upstairs because I'm getting ready to get something to eat, or I'm messing with Kayla, or I'm talking to LaShawn or whatever. I'm just, you know, up there. But when I go downstairs, my remotes are always in reaching distance. You know what I'm saying? But I understand, you know, right. It's just you and you and your daughter.
Because upstairs is not your final resting place.
Right.
And usually when you're upstairs, you're on your feet. So you're kind of moving around, you're fixing your plate, you're getting shit together, getting ready, putting some more cold spots in your pocket because your hand got your plate in it, and you already got two, one in your hand, one up underneath your arm, cold cans, so you got to fill your pockets up.
Oh, I do all that.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, I do put one in my pocket sometimes because I don't feel like coming back upstairs. But it's just,
because
it's,
that one in your pocket is the one that stalls for your wife to be going to the bathroom so you can then call Kayla to go and get you the other one because
okay.
your wife don't like you to tell her to get
on
your
that
dinner.
Note, on that note, just, okay, I can't put you in this one, Shawnee.
Go ahead.
But sometimes, though, don't you use your kids sometimes as a remote?
They're gophers.
Exactly. Yeah,
I used to do that to my sister.
There you go.
I'd call
there
her
you
into
go.
The room. I'd be like, hey, such and such. Oh, can you hit that light on your way out?
Uh-huh. I'd be like, Kayla. She'd be like this. She'd be playing on her phone, right? I'd be like, Kayla.
Daddy needs a boo.
You know, that's my baby, though. She, and you know what, though? It seemed like the older she get, when I asked her to do something, it seemed like the response is a little, you know. She's gonna do it.
She's like a teenager, so or close to it.
Yeah, but hey, you better do it.
I mean, but that's just what
I know.
Happens, boo. Sorry.
You know the crazy thing is, I never had a problem getting anything for my dad. Where my problem came in was, like, my dad will be like he would scream across the house, first of all, like something terrible happened. So he'll scream my name, my adrenaline pumping, like, oh my God.
I done did something wrong.
And I'll come all the way downstairs and he'll be like, where the damn remote? And I'll be like, beside you. Oh. Like, you didn't even look. You didn't even bother to look.
It wasn't supposed
is that
to be
what
you
said? You
just it's supposed to be on the table underneath the TV.
No. I'm still standing here, ain't I?
I'm just saying.
Nigga,
that's what you get.
These toes are real, nigga. All these teeth in my mouth, real.
That's what you get.
That's what I thought.
My father was left-handed too.
Oh man, quick, wasn't he?
You know, we was built to duck that
right
in the streets all day long. But Pop's left hand would penetrate.
Woo.
We would bob right into that left.
Right.
We should have weaved.
Boy.
Don't fuck around.
Oh, okay.
So, Queenie Queen, what we got?
I was going to say, while you continue your flashbacks, let me bring up a question that one of the Deepsters actually asked us. Mm. I thought I was like, yay. Thanks for sending in the question. All right. So... the Deepster wants to know, what's the correct way to break up with someone? I didn't even ask them to expound. I was like, oh, okay, we'll see what we do.
That was it, huh?
What's the correct way to break up with someone?
For me, it depends on the reason why you're breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you're cool as shit and... we just not maybe boyfriend, girlfriend material. We probably just best friends, better off friends. My means of breaking that news to you is going to be different than if I walk in and find you fucking my man.
You mean your homie?
Right. Yeah. Pause. Thank you.
Well.
So, yeah, I think it just depends upon the, I think it depends upon the reasoning. And, there's so many different nooks and crannies.
Before we
that.
IDS curveball, because I feel like one is coming, what do you think, Doc?
What was the question again?
What's the correct way to break up with someone?
I'm eating scrambled eggs for dinner tonight.
Like,
sausage and scrambled eggs.
Okay.
They calling
again. It's hard, like Brian said, it's hard to say because if you don't know the reason, sometimes, you know, if you're not really feeling the person, I mean, not calling them anymore.
You said just to
throwing
ghost them.
Shade sometimes.
Just ghost them.
Right. Well, not all the time. Like I say, it's hard. It's hard to say because you don't know the reason.
Right. I didn't get an example.
You know, like I said, storm shade, or you know, if it was a new relationship, it should be real easy. Just say, hey, you know, because the longer you're in a relationship, the harder it is for you to break it off. But
true.
Hey, but if you know, just we only went out a couple of times, especially if we ain't did nothing. You know, see that, you know, so with
me. So sex is a factor.
Yes, of course. I think it is. If it was good.
No, just asking. Or
if
talking.
It was good. Mm-hmm. If okay. It was good, so I might hold on for a little couple of weeks.
Let's run down some options on some right. Vagueness.
Since yeah, they didn't so really say.
Is snail mail acceptable?
No. Pretend it, like, no.
Is email acceptable?
No.
Text why not? Message?
No.
SMS? Why not? That's
I'm saying, I guess I will answer for me. I think if you're a grown ass man or woman, just be like, hey, this is not working out.
Suppose you're violent.
What do you mean?
Suppose you're violent. What if they had and Zika? I don't want to fucking get involved I would, in okay, your then violence.
Please send me a text message or just ghost me.
No, you're violent.
Oh. Right. Oh,
yeah. So and I just don't want to deal with you. I'm sending you a text message.
Well, you can send me one, but I'm still fine you. I'm going to wait for you by your car.
I'm just saying. They go straight for the vehicle.
Well, exactly.
I said by your car. Y'all, I ain't say in it, in the back seat.
See, y'all
in
don't
the dark.
Listen, y'all,
I ain't say that.
See, yeah, okay.
All y'all
I just
wanna,
said,
all,
why
the car had
this
to
ain't
come
no lemonade.
In.
I ain't say nothing about Beyonce. I ain't say nothing about Beyonce and a bat. I ain't say
see,
nothing about
that.
It
was all crying when Prince died, but they didn't listen to the best advice Prince gave them.
Break it down.
Remember when he said, you can burn up my clothes, smash up my ride?
Well, maybe not
well,
my
maybe
ride.
Not the ride. don't fuck on nobody's rides, man.
But see, that's why people be like doing what they do. Carrie Underwood.
Y'all Google that mm-hmm. chick that threw the brick through her man's junk and he ran her clean the fuck over.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. I see that okay, happen.
Great. Okay, well,
rest
we don't.
Rest in peace,
I
left
mean,
eye.
Well.
Burned out of man's house. Huh?
Okay, I think we. Oh, well, that had nothing to do with him. But anyway, I think we went a little far off to the
okay.
left.
Okay, how about via word of mouth, not word of mouth, but like tell her best friend to let her know.
No. Okay, so if you had, let's.
Tell my best friend to let her know.
No. If you had to clean it up a little bit, say if you wanted to say it over text message because you didn't feel like you wanted to have a conversation with them. If you wanted to text them, you know, well, I won't say tweet, but let's just say it's a tweet because you have to do it in 140 characters or less.
Uh-huh.
Let's just say, what would you say to them via text message?
I would say, it's not you, it's me.
Mm. You went old school, okay.
Yeah, well, you know.
No, I mean,
I only have so many characters. Mm-hmm. It's not you, it's me. Maybe in another time.
Ooh, did you Erykah Badu me? Okay.
Hey, whatever
see you
works.
Next lifetime? Okay.
As long as my car, my house is fine. After the tweet. I don't know. That's the way I would go.
Okay. Yeah. FS.
You know me. You know my life.
I'm not saying, not a soliloquy.
You know my life.
We're saying.
My life is based around music.
Okay, so you would send them a song.
I would send them a song.
Okay. Uh-oh. Do you have one queued up, ready to go?
Huh?
I feel like, I mean, okay. Of course you do.
I'm quick with mine.
I know.
Best breakup song in the world. Women actually felt in love behind the song, but they broke up.
I'm writing this letter to say what's on my mind first. How are you doing? I hope you and the kids are all right.
You got kids with you.
Oh, oh shit.
Be
okay.
There. So give a hug and a kiss from me. Been thinking about us and why we are apart.
Am I getting this in a text or email?
I have my reasons. I just don't
a link.
Know.
Oh shit, god damn it.
Start. All I know is I keep breaking your. And all that I can say is that I'm sorry. Can't give you all the love you need at times.
Doc. This is, it's not you. It's me, girl. Right. Sorry. Right.
You see, this is the breakup that will actually get you some pussy on the way out the door.
In 2016.
Huh?
No, I'm saying, because, you know, depending on who you're dating, they may.
Man?
I'm saying young people probably.
I will send a chick a link to this. She'd be like, can you just come over for dinner? And then I smash. And then the next morning, she'd be like, what time you come up? Did you listen to the song?
It was sweet. It was Luther. I ain't know. I mean, I ain't really pay attention.
I thought that was Will Down.
That's Will Down.
Oh, shit. Right. Yep. You know, I met him before. He was really nice. He called my friend.
You don't remember his voice?
No, I really... I didn't in the moment. But no, he really called my friend.
Was it a wine tasting?
It was very nice. No, actually, it was at a brunch.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was food.
Cool. Food coma? Because it really wasn't unlimited. But that's another story for another day.
All right.
But anyway, yeah, Will Downing. He's dope.
Okay, so Deepsis. Right.
Hold up.
There's more.
No, I really do think if the correct way to break up with somebody, I mean, I know you said you would do a song and you would be like, it's not you, it's me. I think it would just be an adult and say, you know what, this is not working out for me, or this is not working. And that's it.
How like, about the sub post via
like
Facebook?
A sub tweet.
Like, feeling free as a bird, didn't know Moments Alone would be this way.
Damn. Ooh, that sounds a little on point. But anyway, but seriously, I really do. I think you should just be honest with the person. If you want to break up with them, especially as an older, you know, if you're older, if you're in your 20s, fine. Ghosting is whatever. That's what y'all do. But if you're older, 30s, 40s, come on, man. Just be honest and say, because a lot of people want to know.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if you were friends, you know, I think then, of course, it's easier. But if it's just somebody you're hanging out with and you're dating, like, a lot of people want to know, what is it that they did wrong, you know? And I know most,
but,
I know,
the thing about it is, like, for me, I'm going to be honest with you, the ultimate breakup.
How did I forget Will Downing? I'm sorry.
Is silence.
Ghosting.
Just straight the fuck up, disappear off the face of the earth.
That's what I said. That's the new
shit. Jump. Ain't happening. Take a different route to work. Actually, just everything's just.
Oh my god, that's not the new thing. I've been ghosted before. It was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. No, seriously, it was like, I'm gonna tell you how long ago it was. It was like when pagers were out.
Wow,
that's how long.
That
ago.
Was a long time.
I'm
ago.
Just saying. I can like be up on, you know, y'all talking right. about old shit. Yeah, I was ghosted on a pager. So I would text this guy and he would never like text or call me back.
You text him on
back.
A pager?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow.
Not the Skytel.
Oh, the Skytel.
Yeah. Oh, you wasn't up on that
God.
Shit.
Oh, God. Jesus, no.
Oh, you weren't
I
cool
went
enough.
Straight from the pages to the phone.
Oh, no. It was pager, Skytel, where you can send people actual messages. Oh, like you would, there were people that would actually type out the message and then send it to somebody.
Oh, shit.
Damn, Doc, I thought you was down. Because, I mean, you've been through some shit, so I thought you was down. So you went straight from beep, 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 beep to the phone? Oh, okay. Yeah, no, in between that was Skytel.
See, Doc so had another level. See,
I know, I got to remember you're older Doc than you.
Used to
you're
be,
right.
Doc used no. to be on the rooftop, and he let the pigeons go and be like.
Him and Mike Tyson.
He let the whole neighborhood know the police coming.
And he'd hold his arm back out and the pigeon would come back. And lay
everybody put
y'all
stuff in the brick. Put y'all stuff in that brown paper bag and throw it in the trash can.
There you go. Ooh. There you go.
But
there
yeah,
go.
In between.
And I send the pigeon back out with your shit.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Damn. Pigeons so, were strong.
So, Deepsis, on top of answering the question on what do you feel the best way to break up is.
My case of mysteries.
Send us some
really
of
good.
The wildest ways you broke up someone.
Oh, yeah.
I
want to
hear.
That would be so funny.
I want to hear how. I got it. I'm going to tell you.
I mean, not funny.
Can, oops, I, put my, not can nice. I put my bet in for who's going to have the wildest breakup scenario?
Mobile the Greek.
Mobile the Greek, God damn it.
Yeah.
And Mobile going to break it down. Hey, y'all.
This is Mobile Greek. It's Mobile no, Greek. It's Mobile the Greek, Negro.
It's, right. it's Mobile the Greek. Hey, Jaina. Damn it, Jaina. Big what, B, Big B, I don't like that furious style.
I'm just saying she wasn't Dot. Here today, but you gonna count her too.
Queen, look. So this is what happened, right?
What happened was,
That's my man. Hey.
Yeah, it's him. I'm putting my money on that.
Mobile Greek, man, hit me up, man. Put a face to the name, baby.
I know what he looked like. He on Facebook.
He on your Facebook page?
No, not Facebook, Twitter. Oh my God, I'm marking all. Oh my God, this whole show. I'm just marking out.
Damn.
It's been so long.
She turned you into a verb.
I'm just saying. I'm messing up Will Downing. I'm messing up Facebook versus Twitter.
California turned you into a noun, and Queen turned you into a verb.
That's all good.
Ooh, Lord.
Mark ass nigga.
Lord.
Gotta say Mark.
Mark.
Mark. Mark. That's how they say it.
Mark.
I'm known worldwide, though, Pip.
No doubt.
World?
Why? Universal. Babe.
Okay.
Internationally known.
At least Afghanistan.
And locally respected.
We have listeners there.
La, la, la. Okay. Don't do that. It's rough times in these streets. Anyway,
what
please.
Nephew? Where my nephew at? I'm going to hear from nephew in a minute.
Who's nephew? BTG?
Yeah.
Negro, that was the last feedback I just read.
Oh. I thought it was mogul. Mobile.
Nope.
Mobile mogul.
Oh,
mobile,
you hey, rusty too. Okay.
We're going to get out of here real quick. We'll be right back, y'all.
Yo.
Just waste a little bit of time.
Okay.
People said that our last show was a little bit short.
True that.
It's going to stretch this out a little bit.
Want to talk about anything or
mm-mm.
Just silence?
Just going to stretch it on out.
Okay. Well, you know what? While you're doing that, can I at least tell people where to find us? And or you just want to be like, hey.
Yeah, you can tell. Can you spell it out?
I-N. No, I'm not going to do that.
Everything that you were going to say to spell out.
No.
YOUCANFINDUSATINDEEPSHOW at symbol.
I was like, where's he going? How are you going to say that?
Silly. Yahoo.com.
Right. That's if you have some feedback, send it to us at indeepshow@yahoo.com. Or 202-750-1437. You know, we love to hear your voice. So please send your feedback.
Feedback, Jack. Hey.
Yes.
Rule of thumb. Can't complain about the show if you don't send in feedback. Just saying. Shall we start the show? Back?
I was like, started.
Shall we get back to the show?
Aren't we like done?
Yeah.
Can we end it?
Yeah.
Okay, do it.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your man, Big B. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the break. Got to get out of here. Hungry. Have a Cicerone examination to study for that I have to pass by Friday.
Oh, right. Ayo.
So I can tell y'all about some of the libations of the gods. But before we go, doctor.
Hold on, before you do the one finger. If you pass that Cicerone test, you're going to have to come and teach some of Drinky events.
Do you guys allow slideshows?
Oh, it's PowerPoint presentations all the way, dog.
There you go. Well, I got you.
I mean, that's the only way we
do it. I'm going to put on a film and I'm going to sit by the snack table.
Not film. I said PowerPoint presentation, meaning you have to get up in front of everybody and talk about everything that is being poured.
I will be standing.
Or
I will
served.
Grab two people out front of Home Depot and 7-Eleven.
Okay, great. So what you're telling me is not you. Okay, when you pass, not you. Go ahead. One finger. Is that where you were going?
Doctor!
Okay. Let me see. Two fingers? Two fingers to my man Big B Got the new ride, Nick.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah. That joint is sexy, smooth. Got all the little 007 gadgets and shit. Inspires me to get one in 3 years. Let me see. One finger to... One finger to pause, a hiatus, man. I don't like that shit. We've been off the air too long, man. People done forgot us, man. We got to get our audience back. We got to get our audience back.
No doubt. I'm sucking on that one. Greenie!
All right, let's see. I'd like to send two fingers to... I'm going to do two fingers because Damn It Gina ain't here. Two fingers to the folks that are on the front lines with Black Lives Matter, because you guys are awesome and you keep representing and you're out there and you're doing your thing and we love you for it and we appreciate you. You know, when we are not out there and we can't be out there, you guys are out there on a daily basis just holding it down. And we love the shit out of you for doing that, because that's needed and we appreciate it. And and another two fingers goes out to my homies, Pipetown Traders and Assertive Business Solutions, because even when I'm acting like a brat, you know, you guys are very calm. And even though I still think you're sensitive, but anyway, you're very calm and you hold me down. We got an event coming up on Saturday and you guys are really, really dope for doing the event. My one finger goes out to people that don't understand what Black Lives Matter means, you know, not that, because we all know what Black Lives Matter means, and we all know what All Lives Matter mean. We all know what Blue Lives Matter, Blue Lives really, okay, that's another conversation for a different day. But we all know what Black Lives Matter means. And it doesn't mean that other people don't matter or other lives don't matter. It just means we're talking about us. We're talking about us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So just respect it. And just a little asterisk goes out to the people that I know on Facebook that are repping, you know, that are not black. They're white, Latina, and, you know, and other that are, they're just out there repping for Black Lives Matter, and they're like, no, you got to listen and hear what people are trying to tell you, because a lot of people don't listen, and that's a big thing. Right. You can you know, people can say what they say, but you have to listen. Mm-hmm. And that's very important, you know. So that's what my one finger is for the motherfuckers that are not listening to what Black Lives Matter really, really means.
That's right. Way to go, Queen.
Queenie, let me ask you a question.
Well said.
I know you've seen all of these boycott requests that are going around. Or am I wrong for something?
Boycott,
all of these businesses.
I don't
really know how you feel about those. I'll be honest with you, I'm not feeling it all that much. I don't know, and please, if I'm behind on the times, if I've not been in touch, let me know. I don't know what all these businesses have to do with what's going on.
I think people are just trying to say, again, like, you know, if black people stop spending money with a certain organization or a certain company, people are going to start feeling it. Liken it to, like, let's say back in the day when they were boycotting
the buses.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they understood, like, if we don't ride the bus, that's going to be a big deal for you.
If we don't
spend our money in your neighborhood, that's going to be a big deal for you. Right. If we don't have our money in your banks, which, I mean, you know, I will open up another account in another bank, but because I love Navy Federal. But if we don't open up our banks and put our money in your account, you know, that's what I think people are trying to say. Like, we matter,
and our
spending dollars is huge. And, you know, I want, like, our Latino or Latina, Hispanic, Spanish, whatever you want to, you know, say whatever the popular term is now, because I was just reading something else. And
Queen, let me ask you something.
Yep.
And I know everybody that's listening that aren't aware of these geographical areas. But if you just had to take a guess, one of the businesses that was on that list I saw was Target. What percentage would you say the Target employees at Largo location are African American?
I've never been to the Largo location, but I'm just going to guess because Largo is, I'm going to say 90% black.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say at least 80 to 90% black.
Right.
I mean, but I think they're saying Target as a corporation. I see where you're going with it.
I understand that. And that's why, again, I hear the posturing. I'm not feeling it right now because, to me, we've had chances to take this position before. When we did it back, like how you said about boycotting the bus system, that bus system was pretty much all white. Black people wasn't working on those buses, driving them buses.
Black people don't own Target, I think is where they were going with
it. I dig that, but a lot of black people pay their bills from working at Target. So if you want to, you know what I'm saying, if you want to shoot off your nose to spite your face, then go ahead. I won't do it.
Well, my only thing with Target is I don't understand why Target was actually targeted, for, you know, lack of a better term. Like, why wasn't it like Walmart, or why wasn't it, you know, Chick-fil-A? Or
but if I go, so to I the, don't know if why. I go to the, if I go to the Walmart on Georgia Avenue.
No, I hear what you're saying. No, I'm just saying. But
I just think we should.
I got a text message and they were talking about Target.
I have an idea.
Okay,
let me put this idea out there.
Okay.
If you see an altercation or potential altercation going down between an African American and a police officer, and you feel that this situation might get out of hand, okay, cool. If one person wants to hold the phone and videotape it, somebody be the leader in that moment and say, hey, keep videotaping. The rest of the 20, 30, 40, whatever people that may be standing around, go hug that person. Go hug that person that's getting arrested or what have you. Can't shoot all of us.
Have you ever tried that?
Can't shoot all of us.
You hugged somebody that was getting arrested?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Do something different. Do something in the moment. Do something immediate. You know what I'm saying? You know, you may get a slap on the wrist ass obstruction of justice bullshit where they're going to let you out in a couple hours. But guess what? We might have saved somebody, even if that person may have, in essence, maybe not been doing the all the way right thing to do. But at least he might get a fair trial.
Okay,
to be properly punished for what he might not have been doing.
So videotape one person.
Somebody just take leadership and say, you videotape.
Hold on.
We're going in.
Videotape one person is different than a whole race of people boycotting an organization or boycotting or whatever.
I'm not saying it has nothing to do with the videotape. It has to do with, I don't think the one, two, or three police that are on the scene are going to shoot 20, 30 people that go in and say, this person is being arrested and we're fear for his life. Everybody just embrace and just make a mass huddle of people. You can't shoot us all. Okay?
Can you?
And guess what? We'll stay here until there's enough TV cameras or there's enough people that we feel that will get this person properly handled through the system. Okay? Given a fair shake with the judicial system, as fair as it can get. But guess what we won't see? Pray to God, just another random, oh, I didn't know what he was reaching for, so I shot him.
Sure, if it gets to happen that way.
Sure. I can dig it. But you know what? My solution might be far-fetched, but I'm not going to disrupt somebody else that has to pay their bill. Another black family or another grandma that's on fixed income and needs to get a couple more dollars to keep her lights on, or a single black mother that's trying to raise her kids by herself, or a teenager that wants to stay the hell out the street and is busting his ass to save some money and try to get to college or whatever the hell, or buy a fucking pair of Jordans if that's what the fuck he wants to do with his money. I'm not going to disrupt them from doing what they're supposed to do behind a half-assed attempt, because you know ain't nobody going to do this shit. So, huff puff, blow your house down on fucking social media. Y'all ain't going to do this shit.
And the
sad thing about it is, if you do it, who are you really hurting? Because guess what? The people that own Target and the people that own Walmart are good. They can do without your money for a few days because you're going to be back. But the people that are there working cannot.
I don't think it's necessarily, and again, I don't know why, again, Target was targeted. I think it was more about just people understanding that if we stop spending money, if we're not spending money in places where with black businesses or, you know, businesses of color, I think that's where they were just trying to go with it. They were our dollars matter.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But that's just like the same argument like me and Dot joke around about bootleg movies. You're not hurting Tom Cruise by bootlegging the movie. You hurt the motherfucker that's running to go get coffee and cleaning up the set and all of that. That's who you hurting.
How are you hurting a gopher?
Because that's where the money does. Tom Cruise and all the motherfuckers that made the movie get their money up front. The director gets his money. He got the budget to make this movie.
So you don't think his a gopher gets front. Paid every 2 weeks or like period or
when
like
you
when they're on the set?
But the people that make the money from people going to see the movie, that all the people that don't go to see the movie because the nigga out front of the liquor store got 60, 70 copies of that shit at fucking 300 liquor stores in
a gopher's gonna make their money. They are. Okay. A gopher's gonna make their money.
Those are the last people that get paid. They're the last, they're the bottom of the totem pole.
So a gopher's gonna. Gopher's not going to have
the lowest. Same, all I'm saying is the lowest people on the totem pole.
Get the same credit for a movie that Tom Cruise is going to get paid. Gopher's just going to get
Tom gets his money up front.
No, I don't care about Tom Cruise. I'm talking about you. Talking about the person on the totem pole. They're already going to get their money.
Are they?
Yes. A gopher is not going to have the same contract that Tom Cruise is going to have. Mm-hmm. If you put your money, if you have your movie and it's out in a theater versus mm-hmm. DVD. The mm-hmm. gopher's not going to lose no money.
Okay. So how long do you think that's going to last with movies being bootlegged and so forth and so on?
They're still making movies like now. So okay. There's a movie being made somewhere now. So okay. They're going to still
need somebody. And how long have you worked in the movie theater, movie industry to know?
I know people that,
I asked you, how long have you worked?
I have never worked in a movie
theater. All right.
Or a movie industry. Okay, my bad.
Two fingers to.
Sorry.
I love listening.
I didn't know he worked at MGM before, or I didn't know he did that. That's something I didn't know about.
I haven't.
Okay. Two fingers. Go ahead, please.
Two fingers to getting another chance to get it right today. Thank the Most High. One finger to whatever it is the fuck that makes a hiccup in your day. And makes you have to deal with it. Another show in the can. We got to get out of here. Any shout outs? Anything on the way out the door?
Oh, let me see. Shout out to my boys at work. You know, the usual. Kevin, Alton, Purse, Parrish. Let me see. Who else? Am I forgetting anybody? You know what? I'm glad to be back with my team. I'm glad to be back. I miss you guys.
For sure.
Yes, love. I think that's it. Mm-hmm. Oh, Brian. My man. I owe you 30 cents.
30 cents?
It's inside joke. Yeah. So good.
Cut me off guard with that one. Yeah. When you said the name, I was like, huh?
Oh, no, nah, not you. That, oh, by the way, nigga, man, your boy Lamont, I ain't even gonna say your cousin. But I'll tell you about that later.
Why you gotta say my cousin though? Okay. That's real fucked up, bro. He fucking up. You be listening to the show?
I don't know. I don't know. Even if he listens to the show, he might not know he listens to the show.
We gotta get out here, man. As always, in closing, we like to say,
you got woke up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bullshit.
Now I want all of you